In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. This is how Christ responds when the Pharisees criticize him for spending time with a noted sinner, a chief tax collector, Saint Zacchaeus. And this moment is a time when Christ puts into action his own parables. For only a few chapters earlier in the Gospel of Luke, the Pharisees again accuse him of spending time with sinners. And he says that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost, again at that point. And he gives them three parables. He gives them first the parable of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who has a flock of 100 sheep, and one wanders away, and he leaves the 99 to go seek and save the one. The parable of a woman who had precious coins and lost one and tore her house apart until she found that one missing coin. And ultimately, and lastly, the parable of the prodigal son, the son who is lost but was found, who is dead but is yet alive again. And so Christ preaches this and lives it today with Saint Zacchaeus. He says, salvation has come to your house, and salvation is the kingdom of God, Christ in his presence. He came to seek and to save the lost. If I might be so bold, and hopefully I'm not misspeaking, that is a failure of our Orthodox Church here in America today. We, for so long, have been focused on the 99. We have been focused on making sure that the people who are in our pews and in our church don't leave. We are focused on that 99, and as the one goes off, we say, well, it's just one, we still have the 99. That 99 will become 98, and 97, and 60. If we do not, as Christ says, go and seek the lost, go and find, and be focused not on maintaining what we have, but on building, finding what we have lost. And as Christ says later, I have sheep who are not of this flock who must be brought into it. And so not only looking after those who are lost, but finding those that belong within our flock and yet have not been brought in. That is what happens with Saint Zacchaeus today. There is a flock around Christ following him so intently that Zacchaeus can't see. And he climbs up a tree. And Christ turns his attention from the people who throng around him, the people who are closest to him, in order that he can save the lost in the tree. Christ's focus and attention goes beyond just the people immediately in front of him and goes to those who are lost and maybe outside of that crowd. This, as I said, is a failure of our church. It is no secret that the numbers, the adherents of the Orthodox faith, at least in the Greek archdiocese, have been declining. And my belief, if I may speak boldly, is because we have this flawed attitude. Imagine you are at a wedding. And one by one, it's getting later, and the guests start to leave. But the couple and the wedding planner wish the party to go on longer. So as they see people leaving, they run after them and say, please don't leave, please don't leave. Who, being chased around by someone saying, please don't leave, is going to stay? Now imagine another party, and you arrive and you're welcomed as if you were lost and now found. And instead of seeing people leaving, you are seeing people coming. You are seeing people being invited. And the wedding itself needs to put up a new tent because it is so large. Why would you leave that? Christ came to seek and to save the lost. He leaves those 99 and focuses outward. As a parish, as an individual, and as a church, we must all adopt this attitude. Not saying, please don't leave, what can I do to keep you here? But saying, there are those who are not here who should be, how can I bring them in? Because the same things that draw people to Christ who have yet to know him will strengthen and enrich the lives of those who already do. Those 99 sheep, as they see their shepherd, leave them to go find the one. Say to one another, how blessed are we that our master will risk his life and us in order to save our fellow sheep. I know now that if I ever am lost, my shepherd will call me down from that tree, will seek after me, and that love that he has for me will keep me close to him forever. And by leaving and going to find the one, the 99 are strengthened and remain. We fail to do this on an institutional and a personal level. Ministry leaders in this parish use the words of Christ and say, come and see, to those within this parish who might not be a part of your ministry but could benefit from it greatly. Each and every one of you, as you are out in your life, invite, come and see. I spoke of a wedding feast, which again reminds me of a parable that Christ gives in the Gospel of Luke, of a great banquet, the kingdom of God, our church. And he sends out his servants into the streets, into the thoroughfares, inviting everyone in. And they said, Lord, we have invited everyone we can, and there is still room. And he says, go out and find more. Find the lame, the blind, the deaf, the beggars. Find everyone you can and bring them to my feast. Is that not seeking after the 99? There were already people there in his feast. And yet, their feast was made greater because of the addition of those new souls. So as Christ says today, he came to seek and to save the lost. We must change our perspective as a church, as a parish, as individuals, and as an archdiocese. Instead of focusing on how can we maintain what we have, and in the process losing everything. Two, I came to seek and save the lost. I came to engage, to meet new people, and to bring them to Christ on a parish level, on an individual level, and on an institutional level. Because in that way, when we add new members to the banquet, when we seek those who are lost and call them down out of the trees, as Christ says of the parable of the sheep, the angels rejoice, and he says of Zacchaeus today, today salvation has come to this household. And he rejoiced and greeted him with joy. Amen.